This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair a meeting of Union Council of Ministers in New Delhi today. It will be the first such meeting after the Pahalgam terror attack and retaliatory actions conducted by the country against Pakistan under Operation Sindoor. Out of the 7 multi-party delegations carrying the message of India's principled and resolute stand against terrorism, 4 delegations have now returned to India after concluding their successful visit to respective countries. The all-party delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde reached New Delhi this morning. They returned to India after visiting UAE, Liberia, Democratic Republic of Congo and Sierra Leone. The multi-party delegation led by NCP, SP, MP, Supriya Sule is scheduled to return to the country this afternoon. The delegation is returning after visiting Qatar, South Africa, Ethiopia and Egypt. The parliamentary delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad is currently on its visit to the European Union headquarters in Brussels, Belgium. Meanwhile, the all-party delegation led by Congress MP Dr. Shashi Tharoor reached Washington, D.C. to meet members of the U.S. Congress and administration, think tanks, media and policymakers to brief them on Operation Sindoor and India's strong stand against terrorism. The Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee MPC meeting began today to decide on the repo rate cut. Chaired by RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra, the committee's decision will be announced on Friday. According to economists and industry experts, the central bank is likely to go for a third 25 basis points cut in the repo rate to 5.75%. The IMD has issued an orange alert over Assam, Bihar, Himachal Pradesh and Western Madhya Pradesh today due to very heavy rainfall. According to IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions will continue over northeastern states today and decrease from tomorrow. In northwest India, similar conditions are predicted over Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi. Meanwhile, the flood situation in Assam continued to remain grim, affecting over 6,30,000 people in 21 districts, with the death toll rising to 12 in the state. During the last 24 hours, 6 people had lost their lives in flood-related incidents across the state. More than 1,500 villages are affected by flood, and over 14,700 hectares of crop areas have been damaged across the state. The state government has engaged SDRF and NDRF teams for rescue operations. More from a correspondent.
Assam continues to reel under severe flood on the 6th day today. The river Brahmaputra, Barak and other tributaries are flowing above danger level. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, nearly 40,000 people are in the 223 relief camps. The Indian Meteorological Department has warned of continued heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places in the districts of Dhubri, South Salmara, Mankasar, Gwalpara, Dimahasa, West Karbi Anglong, Lakhimpur, Dhemaji, Kachar, Hailakandi and Kokrajhar districts. Meanwhile, Nagaon District Administration has imposed several restrictions including speed limit of 40 km per hour along the entire stretch of National Highway 715 passing through the Kaziranga National Park. Aminul Haq Jaddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
Liberal Democratic Party leader Lee Jae-myung was sworn in as the 21st president of South Korea today. He will serve a 5-year term. South Korea's National Election Commission held a meeting this morning and confirmed Lee's win in the presidential polls held yesterday. At the Norway Chess 2025, Indian Grandmaster Arjun Ariagassi got back to winning ways in round 8 as he defeated American Grandmaster Fabiano Caruana in an intense time scramble last night. Arjun, who was playing with white pieces, managed a critical win by turning a borderline lost position to a winning one. In the women's event, Indian Grandmaster Vaishali Ramesh Babu secured an important Armageddon win over the reigning world champion and Chinese Grandmaster Zhu Wenjun for the first time ever. On the other hand, world champion Diego Kesh suffered a loss against American Grandmaster Hikaru Nakamura in the round of 8 clash. Nakamura successfully managed to take revenge of his round 3 loss with a dominant victory in the classical game. He also broke the classical winning streak of Gukesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.